Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. While we're not sure when the coronavirus crisis will abate here in the U.S., and we're not sure when things will get back to quote-unquote normal, I think some things are likely to be almost permanently impacted by this crisis. One of them will be how organizations and educational institutions, for that matter, adapt to these dramatic work-from-home or learn-from-home or learn-from-somewhere-else policies that they've had to instill in order to try to curb the spread of the virus. Whether it's a company like Twitter, for example, who today decreed that all of their workers are required to work from home, it's no longer an option, or the many universities here in America who, while many of them are actually on spring break this week, have told their students, please do not come back to campus for spring break. The remainder of this semester will be conducted completely on a distance learning or online learning model. These quick and sudden shifts in how organizations and people work and how educational institutions and their students learn are dramatic, and they might be reasonable responses to the virus, but they're certainly ones that we would not have seen even as little as 10 years ago. Technologies and user attitudes and student attitudes towards these tools are certainly more updated and more adapted to using technologies for distance learning and distance working. But still, to have the idea that huge companies or huge educational institutions would move to complete distance or online schemes, it's a little bit unsettling for many people as well. And what will be interesting to think about, and I'll be following as well, is what will happen after the virus subsists and things do get back to normal. Will companies like Twitter and others look at remote working differently? Will it be the norm instead of a response to a crisis? And for education in America, parents like myself, we pay lots and lots of money to higher educational institutions for one of the benefits of having our students there at the school, interacting with their fellow students and professors, being involved in the community, being a part of a campus. That's an important part of the college experience. But is it that important if students can achieve similarly successful educational objectives from a distance-only model at a much, much cheaper price, quite frankly? Should we then rethink how universities deliver and charge for higher education? The long-term impacts of the coronavirus are going to be interesting for work and workplaces on a number of levels, and this is one of them that I'll be following very, very closely. I wonder what you think as well. I hope to hear from you, and we'll continue to talk about this on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, please visit www.hrhappyhour.net.